Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. A New Mexico state lawmaker who recently lost in the Democratic primary amid a sexual harassment investigation says he won't resign. State Representative Carl Trujillo, who represents a district in Santa Fe County, told the Albuquerque Journal this week he plans to finish his term, which ends this year, and will continue to fight the case against him. An investigator said last week there is credible evidence Trujillo sexually harassed a lobbyist on two separate occasions. A bipartisan subcommittee is planning on holding an open hearing on the matter before a larger panel of legislators. A group representing 22 recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program plans to defend it in court. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports the case.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading a seven-state lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. Paxton asked U.S. Southern District Judge Andrew Hanen to block the federal government from accepting any new DACA applications and to prevent DACA renewals. Paxton argues that DACA is unconstitutional because it was created from a presidential executive order, not by Congress. Mark Rylander is with the Attorney General's office.
The purpose of our lawsuit is to phase out the unlawful program created by President Obama and finally give Congress the motivation to pass immigration reform.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Justice Department will not defend DACA in this case. So a federal judge has granted permission to the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF, to take up the defense. Attorney Nina Perales says MALDEF will represent 22 DACA recipients in this case. But before either side has a chance to argue DACA's constitutionality, Judge Hanen will have to decide whether or not he even has the jurisdiction to hear the case. There are other federal lawsuits challenging DACA, including one in California. Earlier this year, the state of Texas, through the Attorney General's office, entered the California case. A federal judge struck down the state's request to put DACA on hold, and the case remains pending.
Texas has not gotten what it wanted in the California case, and so it came to Texas to file a lawsuit to try to get a different result. In the law, it is a strong consideration that a court should not hear a case if it represents what is essentially a collateral attack on a sister court.
Perales says MALDEF will ask to have the Texas case dismissed during the August 8th hearing in Houston. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.
Many people seeking asylum in the U.S. cross at the southern border and turn themselves in to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Their cases may be rejected by the immigration judge, or the judge might rule in his or her favor. In either circumstance, an appeal is likely, and the Appellate Immigration Project is there to help. Norma Martinez explains.
Tim Patton is executive director of the San Antonio-based group. He tells me of an asylum seeker from South Sudan, who he calls Ring. Ring was living legally in the U.S. for 27 years until he got into an altercation with the boyfriend of an ex-girlfriend.
He did not have the best public defender, pled guilty, and Homeland Security wanted to use that to get him out of the country. So he appeared in front of an immigration judge, which is the first level of the immigration legal system. He said, "Judge, if you send me back to the South Sudan, I will be tortured and murdered by the government." The judge, trying to do the right thing, looked at all the proof about South Sudan, which I think pretty much everybody knows is a horrible place, and said, "You're right. I'm not going to send you back. You get to stay in the United States." Homeland Security appeal. They said, "Judge, you got it wrong."
Patton was able to get Ring a stay, but he remains in detention while the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals hears his case. Patton says no matter how desperate the cases are for asylum, the Department of Homeland Security is obliged to appeal each case that's proved meritorious by immigration judges.
I mean, that's basically the current administration's policy. I mean, they equate a coming to the United States and saying, "I want asylum," with coming here illegally. And it's simply not true. Most of the cases we have, people have been here for years, if not decades. Ring, for example, has been here legally for 27 years. Ring isn't fighting the federal courts. He won. It's Homeland Security who's fighting the federal judge. We're defending the federal judge. So the whole conversation has gotten skewed in a very unfortunate way.
The project is based in San Antonio, but Patton and his staff of one assist refugees and asylum seekers from across the country, and all for free.
We're all working for free because we believe in the mission, and it's truly life or death. You send Ring back to South Sudan, he dies.
In San Antonio, I'm Norma Martinez.